Can you tell us what is this lining up the cervix?
Yeah, in artificial insemination, if you insert your arm about up to your at least middle bicep into sometimes a cow, what do you like, a cow, it's easy to do, and you put your hand in the rectum, and you feel all the way through, clear the track first, and then you use your hand and line up to feel the rings of the cervix going up to the ovaries where the ovaries come in past the uterus. Then once you get that lined up, you got about a 2-foot straw with like a little syringe type implicator that you hold, you snip the end of the semen, line up the cervix, and then squirt the semen into the cow, which is cycling, and you get them pregnant.
If the womb is closing, are animals also need to be?
No, animals will still breed you, and you'll still breed, you just won't make babies.
So, Ion, what is that as an example of?
It's ascension. You got to line it up so it all connects. If we got you pregnant with you and you were birthed and you were born again, then you would be saved. So you'd be ascended. Then you'd be back in the image of God, which you already are. So it's your re-salvation.
Is the reset not like being born again? Or it's another process?
Well, sometimes you might get a bowler pregnancy.
I have a question for Ion.
We like being referred to in the third person, like we're not here.
I have a preposition for you.
First of all, can a rabbit do it to a stump, yes or no?
Yes.
Then it is a preposition. Go ahead.
Bob's always talking about the word perceive or percept and balancing it off against concept or conceive, and then I throw in the third word, receive or recept. If you look at the word sieve, it comes from Latin capere, which means to take, coming from an Indo-European base of dag, D-G, to lay hold of or seize. So it's the same word base in all of these words, but each is preceded by a different preposition. That flavors the meaning, so they all have different meanings. So what is in a preposition? The conceive is like with or together, con, the preposition con, which is also sometimes C-O-M. The preposition per from perceive is through, by means of, or by. And the preposition re in receive is back, backward, again, anew. Do prepositions, are they meant to flavor certain base words to give a different meaning?
No, they hold objects.
They hold objects.
Yeah, and RE isn't a preposition.
It's not.
Let's see, we can go. What can a rabbit do to a stump? Ready? Aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, ante, around, as, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, besides, between, beyond, but, by, concerning, considering, despite, down, during, except, accepting, excluding, following, for, from, in, inside, into, like, minus, near, of, off, on, onto, opposite, outside, over, past, per, plus, regarding, round, save, since, that, though, to, toward, towards, under, underneath, unlike, until, up, upon, versus, via, with, within, without. See, there's no re in that at all, so it's not a preposition.
So how would you classify it?
It is a, what do you call something when you add something to a word?
Prefix.
And if it's at the end of the word, it is called a suffix.
A suffix.
Not an adverb.
Well, but you adverbs, you do that too, but that's a totally different point.
Well, you can. That's what you do to a verb, an adverb.
Easiest way to find an adverb.
Excellent. Very good. So, there you go. Now, if you need any more help, you'll probably have to call Garrison Keeler.
Because my English teacher done me well.
So you done right? Done right?
Yeah, he did all right. He did real good for me.
He done good. Plum done good. Mm-hmm.
Can't say I talk good like Bob or nothing, but...
So you got some good learnings then.
Right. If yins want to go yonder, over, then...
Yonder, over there. Why don't you stay over there? Don't you? Why don't you stay over there? How's your mama name?
Them good.
This sure am good, yep.
Smoking the fur, I reckon.
Okay. I need to address Graham, so I'm just going to mute you. I am for a minute. Graham, have you been listening to the Tony Schwartz recordings of McLuhan?
Yes, I have.
Well, Tony came up with this idea in his books. He said, Marshall, you talk about perception and conception, but you're missing out on reception. The idea you're kind of saying was Tony's addition to Marshall. And I don't know what Marshall thought of it, but you could read about reception in his books. So you're doing a Tony on me. You're bringing in the third factor. And you hear Tony trying to tell McLuhan this in a phone call in late 70s, and they're neither really taking each other in. Tony's just waiting for getting the opportunity, so he's just sort of going along with what Marshall said. And then when Tony starts talking, Marshall just puts up with it until he can't take it, and then he just comes in and says what he wants to say. So there's no matching there. Two strong minds trying to convince the other of their idea and implies a correction. So that's interesting that you came up with this idea right after we broadcast it.
Well, I came up with it a while back. It was like, because you often go on about the contrast between perceive and conceive. I added receive because it made a nice little anagram like CPR, right? Well, look at the name that Carolyn came up for her product, you know, Remag, Realign, Relight.
Yeah. Actually, Ion came up with those.
But don't mind us.
Yeah, we won't mind Ion.
And also the new website. That was an Ion.
Reset. Yeah.
Reset.
Ion got onto this using RE, and he applies it everywhere. Remag, Rebob, Renew, Reset. There's a guy named Cameron McEwen who writes a very good McLuhan scholar, but very abstract, convoluted. And he points out that there's no difference between concepts and percepts, and he totally disagrees with how the general interpretation of McLuhan, even with McLuhan, the way he presented it.
So did McLuhan.
He did what?
If he disagrees with McLuhan, then he would be like McLuhan. McLuhan disagrees with McLuhan.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what, as much as I sound like an expert on McLuhan, I only mean it as a surface pattern to get people thinking a bit differently.
Like, where's Luckenbach? Right.
Right, right. So I use McLuhan to stimulate people, but I know that it falls apart and doesn't make any sense. But I find that on the surface level of conversation or intellectual stimulation, he's very good at patterns, and people like to hear them. They're unique.
Sarah sometimes falls apart too, but you put her back together pretty nice.
Yeah. So, really, I'm not a McLuhanite, like McLuhan.
We knew all along you were a Thompsonite, all along.
What do you mean by Thompsonite? You mean a Gnostic mystic? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, William Irwin Thompson, that damn quadrant. That's your real savior right there.
No, Bob's a Bobite. No, Bob's a Coneyite.
He is a Coneyite. Yeah. No, we call that, in the land of tar, it would be a bite.
It'd be what?
A tarite,
yeah. Which Wyndham Lewis, his first novel about artists was called Tar.
It's just south of Nod.
Nod, yes. Mm-hmm. No, Graham, I'm not classifiable, but I'm lazy. So I've run with the McLuhan for 30 years because it's easy to say. It's very hard to talk about LaRouche. People just can't get it. They don't want to get it. McLuhan, he's like McDonald's burgers, you know. It's tasty and interesting and almost simple. Thompson's hard to talk about because that meme is pretty well known, the New Age meme.
Tastes great, less filling.
I'm not a mystic, but I might be a mystic, but I include being mystic. But Ion's in the Thompson quadrant, so he wants me to be Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes us have a little woody. That's what it is. We get in that Irwin Thompson. We get in that coach house and start tipping around, seeing what we can find, undoing everything, knowing everything is fake and not real, and trying to prove it all, and how we hate LaRouche, everything that Lindy ever stood for, and the queen doesn't have that much power, and who the hell does he think he is? Then the tiny note comes in and obfuscates everything and diminishes even the very essence that is us. But that's okay, because Lindy goes down to, that's all you need to know.
That sounds like a big Woody to me.
Yeah, don't you love Ion? Mm-hmm. See, you dig that, Graham? Look what he does. Look at him. He's an instant comedian.
We tear it up on the weekends.
We used to carry Thompson books in the store that I worked in, and I tried reading them. They looked exciting. The first few sentences started out kind of fun, but they always turned out to be a little too scholastic for me.
Yeah, that's what they say about Bob, too. But then it goes sour real quick.
He's not classic, Graham. That's lazy. I mean, he's a pop culture writer. He's got some... this is very disappointing, Graham, that you would find Thompson difficult. You know, that,
he probably
that
reads
you, you're
Chaucer.
You're just a fucking book
he probably
clerk.
Reads,
you're just a fucking book
reads,
clerk, Graham.
He probably reads Chaucer and The Catcher in the Rye, Bob.
Yeah,
don't worry
about
him. He'll be all right. You're
did you ever read Thomas Pynchon, Graham?
American Graffiti.
I haven't read them.
Graham is exactly the Thompson quadrite. He's a lazy reader. He likes to read the simple metaphysical stuff, the simple dialectical systems. He's a lazy guy.
Insert the penis into the vagina. And then
but Thompson did try to pretend to be scholastic, Bob. That's true, and that can be a turnoff when it is simple stuff. But he wanted to make it out to be very... scientific almost. Remember, he hung out with the scientists.
Yeah, well, you have to look at what he did. He said, I'm a bard. I'm an oral ranter. Mm. And he likes to work. In the 80s, he switched to scientific paradigms because there was the Gaia stuff. Mm. And he rejected the geometric, sacred geometry he was going in with that Keith guy who Prince Charles hired and has given a foundation to. Thompson wanted to be McLuhan. He wanted to be able to get up there and wow people and make a living at it. And he did it for a few years. He did pretty good. Then he got bogged down in making sort of an academic institute with Gregory Bateson. It never worked because he was operating outside the university. And he now tells his kids, do not do what I did. The world is too corporate. You can't make any money on the fringe. So he considers what he did kind of a failure, even though he had a good time with it. It was a hustle that did well. For him, he got away with not having to be a regular teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So he was right in the interval between being a scholar and a pop novelist.
He was on the edge, and it made him bitter because he could be neither, or it seemed like he had the brains to see through the new age, but then he knew the science was pretty bullshitty itself. So.
Well, he knew that he was clever and successful at the game he played, and he thinks he should be acknowledged for being that clever more.
Right. And he tried to start that school, and it ended in tears. He always thought he could do something.
And he is pretty good. I think Graham should read. They're not that difficult, Graham. Go read Thompson's book all the way through. They are excellent.
Go to the lectures. Tell them where to go to those.
Oh, yeah, listen to his lectures. Yeah, archive.org. Go to archive.org and put in William Irwin Thompson, and all of his great lectures in the 70s are up there, and they're good.
Don't say you did.
Is it because he did it for the money?
He worked hard for the money.
He got the money. He got Lawrence Rockefeller to fund his Lindisfarne, and Lawrence Rockefeller funded it for years. And when he moved out to Colorado among the rednecks out there, he had a few fights with the locals who found out that he was funded by Lawrence Rockefeller, and they hated Lawrence Rockefeller because that was the John Birch attitude that Rockefellers were international communists. To deal with
society and all that Illuminati bullshit, you know.
And he had to protect himself because they were out to get this Illuminati dupe living in their neighborhood.
The Knights Templar wanted your seed.
I wanted to ask you something. When I had the session, at the end you said Brezhnev, and I never asked you why you say that.
Could you say that again? What are you saying?
When I had the session with Ion, at the end he said the name Brezhnev.
Oh, yeah, Brezhnev. Yeah, Ion, why did she get tagged with Brezhnev?
Brezhnev, because she's a very wonderful, what do you say, the same thing Alexander Hamilton was, a statesman. You want to run everything, but you don't want to be responsible for anything. You want to be the driving force of things, but you don't want to be culpable. You want to maintain culpable. I don't know. That's what Ion said. But I don't know. It's just what Bob said. It's Bob's word. I just put it down. I just write it out here. You don't
want
to be over anything,
me.
But you want to do it, and you don't mind doing it. Neither did Brezhnev. He was pretty good at knitting together his country because all the areas and the sets were pretty messed up. So he was good at it. So are you.
That's the way Roxy functions as far as I see or know what she does. She's kind of like that in Berlin. She is a charismatic figure for her community, but she doesn't want to get too involved with the details.
So hurry up and get the rest of Georgia and the Ukraine put together because Bob is waiting very patient. And under the circumstances, he's been incredibly nice so far.
When you do this charade, that seems to be nonsense that nobody gets. I say it doesn't matter that we doesn't really understand because you are activating something. Is it like that or is it just for fun?
No, that's silly because think about it just a second. Everybody goes back and that's what they go back to mostly. They go back to those and they go, this is what this was about. And blah, 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 and there it was right there. And it sits on Bob's laptop for a year. And then all of a sudden it's the secret of all secrets. It's never been known and uncovered. It's been sitting on his laptop all year. Until he goes back and look at it, it is shit. But when he goes back and look at it, it becomes the best thing that's ever, ever, ever. So it's never just folly. I hope you enjoy it, but it's never folly or for folly. It's not even for profit, even though it makes Bob lots of money.
Yeah, they really like it.
Well, I like his rants, and they do make sense, Roxy, if you listen to them.
They are
pretty grammatically correct if you take the time to follow each step.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to start diagramming again. Re is a preposition, so I don't know what to do with that. Re is slang as a preposition.
Slang.
It's in regarding, like R-E, regarding. That's what it's for. But if you're going to do that, the contractions aren't prepositions.
If you will reduce us to something, would you agree that we are just a circle and a plane?
Primordial soup.
What is primordial soup like related to living water?
No, it was like sewage and a cesspool.
I am with St. Germain giving away Bob info in that 80s interview.
Well, everything else Bob has given away himself and hid it in plain sight. All the way to heebie-jeebies, all the way back to heebie-jeebies, Bob.
St. Germain gave away something in the 80s? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he had an interview in the 80s. St. Germain coming through some channeler, and he said, I'll give you a little tidbit of the future. And he was talking about iridium and magnesium and a flexible crystalline kind of material.
The new
carbon.
Where did you see that?
How about the new carbon?
So, Ion, was that St. Germain picking up on us? Coming through
well,
the medium?
It's all connected at our level, Bob.
What about our level? Where we don't know nothing, can't get in. What? You can't get on our level.
Well, we're not going to argue for your limitations, Bob.
Yeah, no, try it. Just try it. It won't hurt. See, Ion's the one with the neuroses.
Are these pieces that haven't quite been put together?
Well, they certainly have been now.
He talked about the importance of magnesium.
Yes, they talked about it being a kind of interface. And, he said all things will really change when this comes about.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought of you when I heard of it. Yes. I thought, ooh, there he is. Back in the 80s, he's giving away Bob stuff.
You just discovered that lately?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's pretty lately. Recently.
As ancient history.
Well, Ryan, why don't you answer my question? Was that the real Saint Germain exposing me or us or Iandom?
Oh, yes, it was the real Saint Germain, but it wasn't exposing anything. He was laying it out so they could believe me now.
Ah, he was helping us to be believed. Hmm.
Because now people go back in the past and they go, oh, my God, they told us. And then they told us what they told us, and they're going to tell us. Now Bob told us what he was going to tell us that he told us. Now Bob's told us, he told us, St. Germain has told us. Everybody's told us. This crazy Ian has told us, so there must be something to it. Oh, my God, somebody wrote it down. They wrote it down. Oh, my God, Luke in Bach, Texas made a YouTube about it. It's a YouTube. Oh, it's real. It's real. It's a YouTube. It's been on the Google. Wikipedia says everything there is to know about it. And they're the ones that wrote to write, and they must have wrote to write and write. So, therefore, it must be, and it is. You go all the way back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel's telling Bob to get food. All the way back to the Moabites, the Amorites. They's all talking about Bob.
I hear that, Graham.
He blew his nose off. He blew his nose off. Yeah. The Sphinx originally had Bob's glasses, but they knocked them off, too. So, anyway, there it is. It's all under his paw, all the secrets in the left front paw. But don't tell anybody, because that's that whole hierarchical soup that he's laid out to hide all through the ethers to come back and say, gosh, do you think that was about me? And he goes, it's J.R. Bob Dobbs' pipe, and he's sitting there. He don't smoke it, but he just stands there with his pipe holding it up there, wondering if he's ever going to eat puffs. Ever going to eat puffs again?
But that was an interview in the 80s. Is that what was said? That was like a long time ago talking about this stuff.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Oh, no, a long time ago, just now from then, that's now, that's then. Cool. Okay. And then you find something back in ancient Egypt, and then you go, oh, my God, this verifies it. Oh, okay. But you can now add something from then, from now, for your next future constant coming now that was then, and it sort of stirred as you go. Otherwise, how does the Blair Witch Project ever really take off?
You guys know what the Blair Witch Project is, right?
Oh, tell me. I had no idea on that one.
That's a famous independent movie made about 5-7 years ago that scared the shit off everybody, but made like $500 million.
It was really effective. I saw it in the theater, in an independent theater, and I didn't know anything about it, and I imagine anybody else that saw it right away didn't either, and they passed out Xerox copied pamphlet things telling completely fictional lore about the movie. So I totally believed it was real. Or like a real documentary. I didn't necessarily.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when somebody told you what they were going to tell you, and they told you they were going to
And I followed it, I read it, and I believe what, you know, I saw it on paper, so it's got to be true. I believe it, and I saw it, so.
Got it back, and they put it in, and they took it out, and they photocopied it, then they did the old.
No, but that says a lot about how to subdue the masses with pieces of paper.
J.W. wrote me, or Ian, who was this? I don't know who wrote this. It's signed Usens. He said, I'm very excited about tonight's show. We survived the Friday the 13th and are alive and well, however bloody. I'm excited to be with you tonight. I will be able to go pretty late tonight, say around 1 or 2, and then start back in the morning when I wake. I hope this works good. I'm very excited to be with you. So I am predicted, or JW, predicted it would be a great ionic outpouring.
Or in our case, that would be known as a repouring.
Ian, did you write this note, or did JW?
We told JW it was going to work out. So he decided he better give you the heads up so you didn't fuck it up.
You enjoyed the posting on the chat line, Ian.
Like enjoying your nap this morning when you couldn't turn anybody else back on after you muted them.
I had a nap?
Yeah, you took a nap.
But what was it? What did I just ask Ion? Oh, yeah. No, what was it? Did you what? Read? You'll come back later.
Did the rest of them say, wake your ass up and unmute the boards. Do the rest of them say, where the fuck are you? Let's go. Do those two, Bob. You're telling all. You might as well tell that, too.
Did he do some rants? No, he wasn't there. Did he do some rants? Yeah, he actually left. When I tuned back in, he was gone. So did he do some rants in there before he left?
He just tried to wake you up.
Really? Wow. Let me write that down. Note that.
He's noting it, not like he's ever going to go back and listen to it to see.
I will.
There's that little three-hour window when there's no Bob, and you wonder what happened. So it's like, okay.
Ion, earlier the conversation was on Nazis, and it reminded me of a question I wanted to ask you on Hitler. You've said that the first part of Hitler was good, but then he got caught up in authority.
Okay.
Can you tell us the good parts of Hitler?
The side of him that became a neo-Nazi that allowed a Dummkopf to rule the day, because all he did was figure out how to tell them something, and then he told them what he told them, and then he told them what he told them, and then it became a Sarah Sharon, and then the people were looking for a reason or a city, and then they decided he could build one, and they said, well, I don't know if he can build one or not, but his shit sounds good, let's go with that. And the next thing you know, Eva Braun was in like Flynn.
Hitler served a function to get Germany out of the war, out of the war mood of World War One.
Yeah, it was so we can get the secret, so we can get paperclip off the ground, because you guys weren't paying for it. Damn Canadians.
And he had mediums working for him in the 20s before he became chancellor?
Yeah, some of them were medium largest.
That's why a lot of the American money went over and supported him. They wanted to get into the technology, right?
Yeah, you're getting into that stuff you're not supposed to talk about, Bob. Be careful.
Oh, sorry, people. We can't talk about that. You could ask that in a private session.
Like they're in the sets. They're sets. Bob's got the eye. He's going to sell his repertoire to Eric McLuhan so he can make up for all that he's taken away from Eric over the years. He's going to leave it to him when he dies. Tell him, Bob. Do that in payment, Bob. Leave them everything when you die. And then when you don't die, they'll be really pissed off, eh?
Bob, when you're re-listening to the Revelations for the first time, did you get frustrated with yourself? Listening to things that maybe you didn't delve into more?
Never.
That's true, never. Left. I thought I was great. I really enjoyed listening to myself.
Nothing left. There was nothing left. He brought it back to life. He killed it again. He re-killed it. That's not a preposition. He re-killed it. He put it in a box. He laid it out. He decided that it wasn't true. It wasn't real. And only until when he found that it was all about him, he, himself, that one, him, Bob.
That's right.
Forward, the homophone of Bob is Bob. The homophone of Bob and every other dynamic dimension that includes or is inclusive of anything that has anything to do with Bob, all the way from Ezekiel forward and the Amalekites, then guess what? He was okay with the whole thing.
I noticed that every time they closed the Pergamon to renovate, there was a war after, and now they're renovating it again until 2020. Is there anything to that?
Yes, and the Valley of Megiddo is being gated now for the blood that will run bridled in that day at the end of time, as we know it. The final battle, the Armageddon. Yes, it's beautiful. We like it. And we're going to get the minerals. Don't y'all worry about it. Don't worry about that.
Bob gets the minerals.
Then Bob's, because they're just tacking on it. Bob doesn't want your irradiated land. He likes H-197. He likes Fukushima. He thinks everything is good. Aikido is a plant, and we like Aikido. You're doing a great job, Aikido. Everything is good. We'll send you some more money. You'll be all right. Then you're going to the Ukraine and Georgia and that area there. All that, once we get all that out, the vestiges, and we'll hold these truths to be self-evident. On that day when Bob landed on the continent and declared it good,
fine and well once again that the earth was his domain.
And therefore, on that happily delighted note, we are therefore eternally, completely, and forever incomplete.
Thank you.
Bye.